WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced a $2 billion arms package for Ukraine. Most of the money came from the supplemental funding approved last month by Congress. ABC's Matt Gutman in Tel Aviv says more U.S. aid is on the way to Israel.
Last week, the Biden administration suspended a shipment of bombs to Israel that it feared might be used in an incursion into Rafah. But we learned that the White House has alerted Congress it's moving forward with a new weapons deal for Israel worth over $1.2 billion.
Former President Trump's criminal hush money trial resumes tomorrow with more cross-examination of his former lawyer, Michael Cohen. The Justice Department says Boeing breached a non-prosecution agreement that kept it from being charged after two deadly incidents involving its planes. Boeing has until June 13th to respond. And the April Consumer Price Index out this morning will give the latest snapshot of inflation. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A man was arrested for an OWI after crashing a vehicle into a retaining wall at an apartment complex Friday. According to the Madison Police Department, officers responded to the apartment complex in the 3100 block of Muirfield Road around 7:20 p.m. Officers learned a driver crashed into the retaining wall and also hit an unoccupied vehicle in the parking lot. The driver ran from the area after the crash. The suspect, identified as a 34-year-old man, was not at the apartment complex when officers arrived. Shortly after 8 p.m., EMS was dispatched for a man lying on the ground on Alabane Court. That person was the suspect involved in the crash. He was arrested for first offense operating a motor vehicle while impaired and hit and run. The Merrimack Ferry will be closed on Wednesday and Thursday for resurfacing in the area. The closure is part of the Wisconsin 113 project. Workers will be resurfacing the South Landing, which leads to the ferry. The ferry opened for the season on April 1st. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 72 this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy this evening, becoming mostly cloudy after midnight, our low 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible with a high tomorrow near 70. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
99.7.
We hope that your morning is going well so far. Thank you so much for joining us. We always appreciate it. Hey, we've made it halfway through another work week, and now we can just kind of sit back, relax, wait for the weekend because it is almost here. And luckily, the weather today, it's going to be perfect. So get out and enjoy it. You heard Sean Cable. Lots of sunshine with a high near 72. These are the things that keep us going each and every week. I'm Maddie Jones. Here's Michael Jackson, one of my favorites. This is Billie Jean on Max FM.
Land. 90s, and more.
Max FM.
Sledgehammer, there is Peter Gabriel, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM, 12 minutes after 7 now. Good morning, Finn. How are you on this Wednesday?
Oh, great. A beautiful morning, isn't it?
Oh,
don't you think?
It's gorgeous. Yeah. It's even a little chilly out there.
A little bit.
I was running a little behind, but a little early this morning. I know that doesn't make any sense, but I have a schedule that I try to keep when I'm getting ready for the morning show. And so I was a little ahead of where I normally would be to take Aspen outside, but too far behind this morning to work out because, well, we were having some technical issues once again. Thank you very much, Enco.
Oh,
everything resolved pretty quickly. Dave Grant, did a little work before he actually went and did his day job today. So I appreciate his help very, very much. So I was like, well, Aspen, you get to take a little longer walk than you normally do. Instead of Mama going, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. You got to go potty. You got to go potty because we are on a schedule here. You get to go for a nice little jaunt around the neighborhood. And at first, I wasn't going to wear a jacket. And then I looked at the thermometer that my husband has on the deck, and I was like, 48, that's a little brisk. So I grabbed a coat, and boy, I'm glad I did, because it was a little, even my hands got a little chilly out there this morning. I'm not complaining, because I love that kind of weather. Just kind of threw me, because the last few mornings, it's been a little muggy, a little humid, at least for spring terms. And so today, it's just a nice, crisp start to the day. I love it.
It's nice to have the windows open, though, and let some fresh air into the house.
I know. Corey and I were just talking about that this weekend. I wish we could have our windows open more often out here. Obviously, we've talked at nauseating length about my allergies, so I won't get into that. But that really bothers me. And then a lot of people out here on Goose Poop Pond love to have their fire pits going, and they like to burn their garbage instead of just having the, garbage collection team come by. And it just doesn't make for conducive window opening a lot of the times out here.
Sure.
Now, this time of the morning, I don't think anybody's burning anything. Doesn't really matter what time of the day it is. We've even seen people burning stuff in the middle of pouring rain out here, which I don't understand at all, because now you just have smoke. But I do not have anything open yet this morning. Plus, I don't want Aspen to get cold in the middle of the night. I mean, it's all about her comfort as well, Finn.
I get it. Yeah.
Yeah, she's got to curl up in a little ball. She sleeps in a nice little cushy kennel, but she's still in the living room, and that's obviously where we would have a majority of the doors and windows open. So I don't want
her
to get
chilly at
night. I just like
those pre-air conditioning days before you have to turn the AC on. And it sounds like we have some 80s coming up real soon.
I know, like end of this week, into the weekend kind of thing. So yeah, it might be time. Now, I'm going to guess that by the end of this weekend, if we hit 80 degrees, our air conditioner will be on. We've also talked at length about my husband being a tried and true youper, right? 80 degrees and my husband sitting around in a house, they just do not go well together. So I'm going to assume by the end of this weekend, that thing is cleaned out, it is uncovered, and it is rolling for the summer months would be my guess. Which, by the way, you can tell he hasn't been home, right? Because Dexter and I just open up windows. Now, I'm usually miserable with the allergies, but I like a good breeze every now and then. You can tell my husband hasn't been home because there's been enough days where I know that if he was around, the air conditioner would already be humming outside because that's just how he is. He just does not like it when it gets stuffy. In fact, he'll walk in the house and he'll be like, it's hot in here. And I'll be like, it's not hot in here. You're making yourself warmer by walking around telling me how hot it is in the house when you could just sit down and relax a little bit.
Now, I know what it is for me. If the thermostat rises above, say, 73, 74 in the house, then I feel like it's getting
right.
It's getting a little warm.
It's stuffy. It's a little stuffy. Yes, I understand that. Now, we have a lot of ceiling fans in this house as well. So those have been going for a really long time. Dexter's is always going because his room is perpetually hot in this house. Doesn't matter what time of the year it is. His room is always super warm compared to the rest of the house. I've had the living room ceiling fan going to kind of circulate the air. The bedroom, the one in my bedroom has been on for a few weeks now. So, we've got that going for us, but I don't feel the need quite yet for the air conditioning. We'll see how he feels, Corey, that is, when he comes home this weekend. Again, I'm going to guess by Monday morning, the air conditioner
will be on.
The filters will be changed and things will be cruising along quite nicely for the warmer months ahead. Now, did you guys do anything at your house yesterday, or was it just a boring kind of Tuesday at the Finn household?
Well, I'll tell you what was exciting for me, maybe not for anybody else, but finally, after many years, I finally tracked down a copy of an album that I used to have in my collection. Mm-hmm. I used to have it in my collection, and then the CD era hit, and then like a lot of people, I was an idiot and I got rid of it. And I've been looking for years, and every once in a while I will stumble upon a copy in a used record store, but it's just not the right one. You know what I mean?
Right.
I want to go OG. I don't want to go with with a reissue or something like that. I prefer to get an original copy. So I finally tracked one down. I don't have it yet, but it's being shipped. It is a copy of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Damn the Torpedoes, which I think is just an absolutely perfect album. I mean, from start to finish, I think it's, I mean, Refugee and Here Comes My Girl and Don't Do Me Like That and Even the Losers. I mean, it's just a... And they had so many great albums, right? But that
he was amazing.
Yeah, yeah, one of my favorites is that. So I tracked that down, and I'm super happy about
that. No, that's awesome. Dexter actually took me by surprise the other day. We were driving to Taekwondo. This was last week, and we had our playlist going. And, you know, it's just kind of a mishmash of whatever. We just kind of hit shuffle and let it go. And Tom Petty came on, and he's like, you need to change that now. And I was like, why? He goes, I hate Tom Petty, which took me. Whoa. I mean, hello, I'm a huge Tom Petty fan. Yeah. So I was completely taken aback by that. Don't Do Me Like That and Refugee, he's like, are suitable music. And I was like, oh my gosh, what is wrong with you? I almost wanted to pull over and be like, out of this car right now.
I'm disowning you.
Exactly.
You're going to the orphanage now.
But, you know, the kid, he also likes Nirvana and he likes the Peppers and all of that kind of stuff. So he does have some good musical taste. I was like, are you kidding me right now? So we got into this long discussion about it, and he has some reasons why he doesn't like Tom Petty, and I totally understand. I mean, it's not his kind of thing, and but I was it was almost like you walk yourself to Taekwondo right now, young man, because we officially cannot be in the same vehicle together. So, but no, I didn't go to those lengths. Not yet. If he ever says it again, Finn, all bets are off. You can walk.
We can't agree on everything, right?
Exactly. I mean, now, yesterday on the way to Taekwondo, though, we did a lot of Red Hot Chili Peppers listening. He was definitely in the mood for the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and to also share his Anthony Kiedis knowledge with me. He goes, do you know he has a new girlfriend? I said, no, I had no idea. I don't keep up on the love life of Anthony Kiedis very often. He goes, do you know he's 61? And I said, I did know Anthony Kiedis was 61. And he goes, do you know how old his girlfriend is? And I said, probably a lot younger. Like daughter, could be granddaughter age.
Like
and
40
I said,
years younger kind of thing?
She's 19. She just turned 19. And I was like,
Anthony.
Wow. I was like, that's barely legal in most places.
We'll see if that one works out.
He's like, well, the photos make him seem happy. I said, photos can do a lot of things. I said, photos also show the Biebs being a dad. I said, we don't know how that's going to go.
Well,
either,
Anthony Kiedis will be happy for a while if this is a new girlfriend. He'll be happy for a while and then suddenly turn on a dime. He will not be happy. He will be very unhappy.
Dexter goes, do you think it was the shirt off on the stage that drew her in? And I said, a 61-year-old bod? I said, I don't know if that's what drew her in, but I said, it's better than, I guess, Flea going shirtless anymore. So,
Iggy Pop's been doing that number for many years longer. Even before Anthony Kiedis was alive, Iggy Pop was doing that number.
Oh, man. Yeah. I was like, well, thank you for spreading your knowledge to me this morning, though. I appreciate all of that. That's awesome. So
is that, would that be one of his... I don't want to say role models, but is that an influencer for him? Is it like everybody in the Chili Peppers, or is it?
I think he just likes them collectively as a group. Yeah. I don't know if he really cares about them individually. It just happened to be something he saw when he was scrolling through social media, I think, the other day. Not that my kid pays that much attention to social media, but of course he is a Snapchat TikToker generational kind of individual. So he's on those two platforms quite a bit. And apparently it was something, you know, like a celebrity news thing that came across on TikTok when he was scrolling through, and he caught a glimpse of it, because he'll always stop if he sees something about the Red Hot Chili Peppers or anything like that, you know. So he was kind of watching the story, and I don't know if he likes any of them individually, like, you know, like they're just these all-out like idol type people, but as a group, I think, you know, he's like, they're pretty awesome. He's like, I don't know if Anthony Kiedis could be the lead singer of any band but the Red Hot Chili Peppers. He's like, he can't sing that great, but it works for what the Peppers vibe is. He's like, you've never seen Flea do a whole lot of other stuff other than with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. These are Dexter's arguments. He's like, it's not like Slash doing like guitar for Michael Jackson and all, you know, and he's like, you just don't see Flea do that often. And he's like, if your drummer looks that much like Will Ferrell, Ferrell. He's like, could he really be the drummer anywhere else? So, you know, so Dexter's kind of got it figured out. But collectively, he likes the Red Hot Chili Peppers and the entire vibe. I just don't know if he's, I hope he's not idolizing some of the, you know, people that he listens to their music. Let's put it like that.
That's always a tricky number. But, you know, what would have happened after he had made his Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers comment? What would have happened if you had said, you know, I don't really care for the Chili Peppers.
Dexter would have probably been like, that's cool, because he just doesn't care. You know, he likes what he likes, and he's fine with that. But it was blasphemy to me. It was like blasphemy getting into that conversation with him.
Yeah.
Listened to a little Nirvana on the way yesterday, and then all of a sudden that parlayed into his new favorite band, which is Freshwater. This is like a small label kind of indie group, and I don't know how to describe them. They're a little Paramore-ish, but maybe not quite so hardcore as maybe even Paramore goes. So they're a little bit more maybe in the vein of their Nirvanas, a little grungish, a little rockish, but with that Paramore kind of vibe. I don't know really how else to describe them. I haven't really listened to enough of them quite yet to really understand. I don't dislike them, but he's only played a couple of his favorite songs for me so far, so I haven't gotten the full scope of what they're about quite yet.
See, now I think it's awesome when they introduce us to new music.
I used to
always think that, I mean, to me it seems like with two of my kids, they've always had me listen to some of their stuff. And,
sure.
You know, like, Dad, what do you think of this? I think you'd dig this. You know, take a listen to this. And so sometimes I think they used to enjoy it, but when we went on our trip just recently, mm-hmm. we were listening to music, and there were a couple of bands, The War on Drugs and Vampire Weekend.
Yes, so now, they were just on SNL.
Yeah, now Vampire Weekend, they've been around for a while now, okay? But I've never really gravitated towards... really gravitated towards them, but we were listening to some stuff while we were on our vacation, and I thought, wow, this is actually pretty good. But I don't know if they still think it's cool that the old man digs the music that they like, you know?
Dexter's just happy we could come to some sort of agreement in the car. Yeah. You know, like he's cool with that we have some sort of agreement as to what we'll both listen to in the car when we're driving places. But yeah, Vampire Weekend is interesting because he's got a couple of their songs on his playlist as well. They just did SNL, and over, you know, this past week, they were the musical guest while Maya Rudolph was the host. And here's what I'm going to say, though. I don't know if Vampire Weekend translated as well on stage at SNL as they do in their studio albums.
Was it not a good performance?
I did not find it as good, me personally, and Dexter kind of agreed. We didn't find it as good as what their albums are and the music that they're putting out via their album and via Spotify or vinyl or whatever your medium is right now. I did not find it as alluring and as dynamic, maybe, if those are two words that you would want to use, as I do find like their studio stuff. So,
but we've seen those bands before, right?
I mean, great live.
Yeah, I mean, we listen to them on album and we think that's fantastic, but then we see them live and
it's a little disappointing, right? Yeah, it's a little disappointing. That was the one thing Dexter loved when he got to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers live last spring. I can't believe that's been a year ago now. He's like, it translates so well from what they do on albums into what they're doing on the stage. And he's like, if nothing else, their stage performance brings that music alive. Because he's like, they are, in Dexter's words, for older dudes, they are really energetic and they can still really bring it when they're on stage. And he's like, I can appreciate that because, you know, the Peppers have been around for, it feels like an eternity at this point. And obviously, Anthony Kiedis's young girlfriend probably doesn't even realize how far back the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
There's a lot of those bands that actually sound better live than they do on. I've always felt Cheap Trick was that way. They sound great on record, but when you see them live, I always feel they sound better live than on album.
You know, and it was because of that show that he saw last year with his dad that he became a huge, huge Strokes fan. He's the biggest Strokes fan now ever because he
Strokes
got to actually, he got to see them live. And he's, you know, and he's like, I knew of them. I'd heard some of their stuff, but he's like, until I actually saw him do it live and got into it a little bit more, he's like, I didn't realize that this song was theirs and this song was theirs. And so now he's a big Strokes fan. So that is also on his playlist when we go places. I think he just does this kind of playlist to get himself kind of pumped up for Taekwondo, right?
Sure.
Because yesterday it was when he was there, his instructor used to be a UFC and MMA fighter as well, using his Taekwondo skills and his black belt and all of that. So what Dexter really appreciates about the classes he's going to now is because Taekwondo is awesome. It's an art form and it's amazing to watch, especially when you get into the higher belts and the higher ranks. But you know, for where he's been at in his ranks, they haven't really taught him how to put it into use, if you know you would ever need to, or if you'd ever want to get into like the MMA style of stuff. Well, his current instructor teaches him how to do all of that, and that's what their class was last night. It was like using your, you know, hand techniques and stuff if somebody's actually trying to punch you or come at you and things like that. So he's learning how to put all of that together, and that's the kind of stuff he really enjoys. He's like, it's one thing to do it in practice and do the art form. He's like, that's cool. But he's like, you know, at some point you have to maybe be able to defend yourself in life. So he's like, I'd like to know how to do that. So that's what they were working on. So awesome. I think sometimes his playlist just really kind of get him ready for.
Sure, he needs to get in the zone.
He does. He does. Because even when he's warming up and he's getting dressed and getting his uniform on and things like that, he puts his headphones on and he's got it cranked until class starts. So I think that's essentially what he's doing. And he starts that process in the car. I wish it didn't include as much Limp Bizkit as it does in a teeny tiny car, but that's just me.
But his generation's not going to use Survivor's Eye of the Tiger, so
no, probably not. I'm not even sure Rocky should have used Eye of the Tiger, but you know, it did help him drink those raw eggs and run up library stairs.
True.
So all is good in the world of Sylvester Stallone. Taking a look at our forecast right now, Finn, it's going to be a beautiful day. We alluded to it just a few minutes ago. Lots of sunshine, 72 for a high. Partly cloudy this evening, then becoming mostly cloudy overnight, down to 47 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy. We do have a chance for some scattered showers and some thunderstorms, so get outside and enjoy today while you can. A high right around 70 tomorrow. Right now, it is 44.
This is the Sauk County Public Health Minute, brought to you by Back Road Baraboo Motors.
I'm here with Kate, a health educator with Public Health Sauk County, who coordinates the Sauk County Partnership for Prevention, which is a community coalition that works to prevent youth use of alcohol and tobacco. So Kate, with graduation and summer celebrations coming up, what should we know about underage alcohol use?
Science tells us that human brains develop until about age 25. That's why the earlier people drink alcohol, the more likely they are to have problems with alcohol as adults, and the more damage they can do to key parts of their brain, including those areas responsible for memory, learning, and mood. Our coalition wants to remind adults that it is illegal to provide alcohol or a place to drink for young people under 21 who are not your own children. Visit our website, p4psoc.org, for more safe party tips.
That's a great reminder for everyone in our communities.
Yeah, our coalition welcomes everyone to join us. Our monthly meetings are where we take action to support healthy and supportive communities.
This has been the Sauk County Public Health Minute, brought to you by Back Road Baraboo Motors.
Whether you're shopping new or pre-owned, we've got something that's just right for you at Back Road Baraboo Motors. Plus, with Baraboo to You, you'll get free shipping up to 100 miles and a 20-day, 500-mile vehicle exchange policy. And our top-notch Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram certified service team is here to help with all your maintenance needs. Follow us on Facebook at Backroad Baraboo and shop baraboomotors.com. Then come see us to experience just how easy car buying should be.
Hey guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
New plan. Ellen, you sign up for U.S. Cellular home internet. Madison, you bring me snacks while I stream the game. Let's do this.
Bundle and save on U.S. Cellular's new and improved home internet. Just $34.99 when bundled with a wireless plan. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details. Don't miss out on the opportunity to join one of the recreational or competitive leagues for a more immersive experience at Asgard Axe and Tap. They welcome both adults and children ages 10 and up, making a fantastic option for family outings or adult gatherings alike. To reserve your lane and embark on a Viking adventure that promises a selection of 24 craft beers, great restaurant, and unlimited arcade, call 608-432-3505 today. Unleash your inner Viking. Your adventure awaits at Asgard Axe and Tap.
7:32 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Hopefully you're having a great start to your Wednesday. It's the Spin Doctors now with Two Princes on Max FM. It's 99.7 Max FM. It's 7:35 right now. And Finn, we might be able to answer a question this morning that the listeners of Max FM have probably never asked or even pondered. But, you know, it's some of that useless information. So we've got the answer. The question is, are tacos sandwiches? Okay. Well, a judge in Indiana just ruled on that question this week. There's this guy named Martin Quintana who has been trying to open a taco place in a strip mall in Fort Wayne. He ran into a little bit of red tape, though, thanks to a contract that limits the type of restaurants that are actually allowed. Now, this contract says that you can only open a place that sells, quote, made-to-order or Subway-style sandwiches. So Quintana actually sued, claiming that tacos and burritos are made-to-order sandwiches. Now, this contract, by the way, was designed to prevent big fast food chains from moving into this particular strip mall. His case has been making its way through the Indiana legal system, and a Superior Court judge just ruled on Monday that, yes, tacos can be considered sandwiches. There could still be an appeal, and the next judge might totally disagree with this, but he ruled that tacos and burritos are basically just Mexican-style made-to-order sandwiches. So that's kind of interesting, right? Like, we have a little bit of clarity on this as to whether or not, you know, you can call it a typical sandwich. I mean, we've talked about hot dogs, right? Like, are hot dogs a sandwich? Mm-hmm. We don't really know. But mm-hmm. now we know that maybe the legal system considers a taco to be a sandwich type thing. I find it fascinating, I guess. But I get the made to order. I mean, you know, there's, unless you're doing like a Taco Bell or Taco John's drive through thing, I mean, you can usually go into those, you know, style restaurants, like your Chipotle's and things, and everything's made to your specifications right there. Kind of like when you go into a Subway sandwich shop. So I kind of get the thought process, but it's an interesting concept.
Well, this guy, I mean, it was a technicality for this guy so right. that he could open up his business and serve these, right. you know. But so, I mean, technically, I guess, if you look at it, I mean, there's sure. a lot of things that could be regarded as sandwiches because sure. If you have a wrap, if you right. know, I mean, it's a sandwich wrap, right?
Sure.
So, and burgers,
yes.
we just call them burgers.
Right.
Just like we call tacos, and
right.
burritos.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't know if we need to start calling tacos and burritos sandwiches, but I get it.
It's the same concept, made to order yeah. type thing. Now, I'm glad mm-hmm. you brought up the burgers and I'm so glad that we have this case because this opens up this new venture for Pizza Hut. Have you heard about this? Now, they've actually announced that they're adding burgers to their menu, sort of, kind of. You know, because every now and then we've got these fast food chains that trying to infringe on another one's brand territory, like back in the 80s when McDonald's, do you remember, briefly did those pizzas? It didn't work out for them. And so who knows if this is going to fare better. But for Pizza Hut, these are called cheeseburger melts. And they're described as, quote, a Parmesan-crusted thin crust melt folded and loaded with beef, applewood smoked bacon, onions, mozzarella, and cheddar. Like heart attack on a bun, wow. right? It sounds
slow
amazing.
Slow your roll there, Pizza Hut.
It sounds amazing, but, you know, you probably only want to have one of these slices if you're one of those people watching your calorie content.
Uh-huh.
Now, they're embracing the fact that they don't come with a traditional bun, saying, quote, goodbye to soggy bun burger deliveries. So they're a little bit like a pizza, they're a little bit like a burger, and they look a whole lot like a quesadilla, which, you know, this Indiana judge might have a little bit more difficulty with this one. Now, there's a photo of them. They look as unhealthy as they sound, but at the same time, they look absolutely amazing. Like, yeah. like you just kind of want to dive right into the whole
yeah, thing. And you're right. I mean, I'm looking at the photo and it totally right. looks like a quesadilla.
It does look like a quesadilla. Now, these cheeseburger melts, in case anybody's interested, come with their special world's best burger dipping sauce on the side. And they're also available in the My Hut box that they offer at Pizza Hut. You can get fries with these, and those start at about $7. But, you know, I mean, if we're going to start ruling on tacos and burritos being sandwiches, then I feel like this is also the type of argument that could be made in courts, depending on contract stipulations and new places going up, about whether or not, you know, like your cheeseburger melt, which is essentially a quesadilla, could also be considered a sandwich, too. So we might need a little bit more clarity from the Indiana judge, who knew were a voice of reason in Indiana, fam.
Look, I mean, after yesterday's conversation about Sloppy Joe's being referred to as taverns,
what difference
does it make?
Yeah, that's right. I had a couple of friends who were listening yesterday, and they texted me about that. They're like, what kind of backwoods state is South Dakota? I was like, I've been trying to tell you this for years, how backwoods it is, but nobody would listen to me, and they were like, a tavern is a bar. I'm like, oh, see, mm-hmm. I tried mm-hmm. to tell you. I tried to explain it to you. Nobody understands.
Until I tracked down my copy of my Tom Petty album, I was trying to wrap my brain around that throughout the entire day. A Sloppy Joe, a tavern.
That's
no,
right,
it just
right.
doesn't make any sense.
There's got to be some sort of history behind that. I didn't realize that was going to throw people so much, because I did actually have a lot of comments on that yesterday. To me, again, growing up in South Dakota, it was just a very normal thing. You're having your tavern. You go to the school basketball game. Taverns are on the menu. Doesn't say Sloppy Joe. It's going to say tavern. Weird. It's just kind of how it is. So I guess I didn't realize that this was going to stimulate this much conversation. But there's got to be a reason why it started out as a tavern. I have no idea, or why in South Dakota they have to be so weird about it. It's kind of like the naming of their capital, because it's Pierre, South Dakota, mm-hmm. P-I-E-R-R-E. So when people come into South Dakota, they want to call it Pierre. You know, that was the first thing we always got when we worked at the Corn Palace, and tourists would come in and they'd be like, what's it like to live in Pierre? And I'd be like, no, it's not Pierre, because see, we have a flat Midwestern accent here. It's not Pierre, it's Pierre, just Pierre. Uh-huh. That's how we could, you know, and they were always thrown by that as well. Think of if they found out we called our Sloppy Joe's a tavern.
See what you started, though? I mean, you started this whole water cooler talk about taverns and Sloppy Joe's.
Oh, boy. If that's what you're talking about at work, it's a slow day at the office. It's a very slow day. Now you can talk about cheeseburger melts and whether or not they can be officially called a burger or not, exactly. Along with a taco. So there you go. We're just stimulating conversation all over the place. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Sunny today and then some rain possible tomorrow. Sean Cable's going to break that all down and give us more details in just a moment. We'll also have a look at sports with Mike Ganger here on Max FM.
Good morning and welcome to Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate Report. My name is Brian Struth and I have a new listing located at 215 North Pine Street in Reedsburg. This is a two-story home with three bedrooms and 2.5 baths, two-car detached garage with fenced-in yard. Home is located close to churches, the park, ice cream shop, and all your downtown needs. Home will be offered at online-only auction closing on June 12th at 11 a.m. Open house will be May 22nd from 4 to 6.
Jamie Fearing here with another beautiful auction property on Meffert Road by Dutch Hollow Lake. This 4,600-square-foot home sits on 19.71 wooded acres. If you are looking to have a large single-family home, an income property, or a recreational paradise, you will definitely want to come see this property. We have an open house this Saturday, May 18th from noon to 2. If you are thinking of having an auction or buying and selling any real estate, be certain to get in contact with our offices in Reedsburg and Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Anger. Last night in baseball, it was Stoughton getting the win at home over Baraboo, 6-1 the final there. Reedsburg, a 3-1 victory over McFarland at home. And then Sauk Prairie goes on the road and falls to Edgewood, 3-2, the result of that one. Also in softball from last night, Reedsburg, a 3-0 shutout win over Portage. Mount Horeb gets a 7-0 win against Edgewood. Dodgeville goes into Sauk Prairie and comes out with a 9-1 win over the Eagles. And Stoughton, an 8-6 win over McFarland. Soccer last night, Mount Horeb, 3-1 win against Baraboo. It was Stoughton with a 6-1 win over Reedsburg. And Sauk Prairie, 1-0 the victory against Edgewood. The Badger Small Conference meet for golf is going to be at Wild Rock Golf Course today, starting at 10 o'clock with all the Badger Small teams competing in that, of course. You also have a softball matchup for Baraboo and Reedsburg. The Beavers will be hosting it tonight. 4 o'clock is the start time for it. It'll be the final regular season home game for the Beavers. It was rescheduled from a week ago. That's pretty much it for the area events tonight. Brewers back in the win column with a 4-3 victory this past evening. Team scored all four of those runs in a big second inning. Joe Ross gets his second win of the season as he went 5 innings, gave up just 2 earned runs, and struck out 6 batters. Pirates scored 2 in the 4th to make it 4-2. It would stay there all the way until the 9th. Solo home run and Connor Joe in the 9th, but that is where the run would come to an end for Pittsburgh. Series will be decided today at 12:10 as the same two teams will be meeting. It's going to be Robert Gasser getting the go for Milwaukee. Martin Perez will be countering for the Pirates. Three out of four series are on the brink of coming to an end in the NBA playoffs. You've got the Knicks with a 121-91 win over the Pacers last night to take the 3-2 lead. Denver with another win, their third straight in the series against the Timberwolves, 112-97. With that, the Nuggets take that 3-2 advantage. It's a 3-1 lead for Boston. They got a chance to close things out at home tonight as they are leading things over the Cavs. It's going to be a 6 o'clock tip-off. And then the Mavericks and Thunder, the only series tied up. 2-2 is where that one sits. It returns to OKC tonight at 8:30. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Anger.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 72 this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy this evening, becoming mostly cloudy after midnight, our low 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible with a high tomorrow near 70. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
99.7.
We hope that your morning is going well so far. Thank you so much for joining us. 7:47 right now. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up next. If you're celebrating today or maybe know somebody who is, make sure you text us this morning on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Murray Head, this is One Night in Bangkok on 99.7 Max FM.
Little history.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM, 751 right now. Finn, I just learned the best thing in the whole wide world. You know, I have a fond love for Chicago Fire on NBC. And of course, we all know that I'm a blockhead, a fan of New Kids on the Block from way back in the day. And now they're colliding and combining into one. Joey McIntyre of the group is going to be a guest star on tonight's episode of Chicago Fire.
Oh, boy.
So now I'm very, very excited. Now,
I won't watch it tonight.
I'll probably watch it when it hits streaming tomorrow because that's usually what I do. But that's very exciting stuff. Oh, it's weird to be this old and still be a fan of a boy band. But, you know, hey, here we are.
Once a blockhead, always a blockhead.
That's right. That's right. We have some celebrating to do this morning with our birthday list. Of course, if you are celebrating or know somebody who is, while we go through the celebrity side of things, we would love for you to text us this morning, 355-9970. Let us know who's celebrating, and we'll be happy to announce that here in just a moment. Now, let's start at the top of our celebrity list with Andy Murray. He is a tennis superstar. He became the first Brit to win a Grand Slam title more than 40 years when he won the U.S. Open in 2012. He also beat Roger Federer for the Olympic gold medal in London in 2012. He is celebrating his 37th birthday today. Alexandra Breckenridge, who's Kevin's ex-wife Sophia on This Is Us. Before that, she played Jessie on The Walking Dead. She is celebrating her 42nd birthday. Meadow Soprano of the show The Sopranos, actress Jamie Lynn Sigler is celebrating her 43rd birthday. She also played herself on Entourage, where she dated Turtle. Then she spent a year actually dating the actor who plays Turtle in real life. And of course, we know that she has been very vocal about her diagnosis of multiple sclerosis, which seems to be advancing. But she's still doing interviews. She's still trying to act when she can. And you got to give people like that a whole lot of strength, because that can't be easy with what they deal with on a daily basis. She's pretty awesome, though. 43 for her. David Krumholtz, who's the math guy on that TV show Numbers. That was a CBS show a few years ago. He also played Goldstein in the Harold and Kumar movies. He was Bernard the Elf in Tim Allen's The Santa Claus movies. And he was one of the physicists working on the Manhattan Project in the movie Oppenheimer. He is celebrating his 46th birthday today.
Numbers, was that the one that Rob Morrow was on, wasn't it?
I believe so.
I remember seeing Rob Morrow. I'm like, wow, I haven't seen, since Northern Exposure, really.
Yes,
I think he showed up in a George Clooney movie.
Yes, I believe that is the correct one. Whatever it was the one where the brother was a detective, the other one was a math professor, David Krumholtz's character, and they used clues and basically math formulas to solve cases. It was way beyond what I could ever comprehend because, well, mathing math is not my easy, not my strong suit in life. Ray Lewis is also celebrating a birthday today. He's a retired Baltimore Ravens linebacker / Super Bowl MVP / former murder suspect. He's 49 years old today. Ahmet Zappa is celebrating a birthday. Of course, he is the son of Frank Zappa. He's the brother of Dweezil, the former husband of Selma Blair, and the screenwriter on a movie adaptation of Fraggle Rock. He is 50 years old today. Emmitt Smith is also celebrating, retired Dallas Cowboys legend who went on a few years ago to win Dancing with the Stars. He actually won the third season, so it's been more than just a few years ago, but he won with his partner at the time, Cheryl Burke. He is 55 years old. Former ESPN sports fellow who now works at NBC, Dan Patrick, is 68 years old today. His radio show is where a lot of Charlie Sheen's insanity was first unleashed on the world, by the way, in case you don't remember all the way back to that weird moment in time. Chaz Palminteri is celebrating a birthday. birthday, 72 years old. Detective Dave Cujan in The Usual Suspects and De Niro's mob rival Primo Sidone in Analyze This. He's 72 today. Nicholas Hammond, Frederick Von Trapp in The Sound of Music. He grew up to play the first live-action Spider-Man, Finn. He is celebrating his 74th birthday. Well, now he's Spidey's grandpa, but that's okay. The Amazing Spider-Man aired on TV in the 1970s. That was back when Tobey Maguire was still essentially in diapers and long before Andrew Garfield or Tom Holland had even been conceived. So it's been a while, but that's pretty cool. To go from Friedrich von Trapp, because I guess it was Friedrich if you do the German pronunciation of it, Friedrich to, you know, Spider-Man, that's a career arc right there.
From Doe, a deer, a female deer, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of a career. Yeah. And then to wearing your knickers with your suspenders to wearing a Spidey suit. I mean, who knew, right? Brian Eno, who is the genius formerly of Roxy Music. He was the producer of U2's The Joshua Tree and Devo's Are We Not Men? We Are Devo. He also composed that shimmering sound you hear when you start up Microsoft Windows. So thank you, Brian Eno. He is 76 years old today. And then finally, we end this one with a bit of a pop culture phenom. Wavy Gravy is celebrating 88 years old for Woodstock's counterculture icon, easy for me to say this morning, who inspired Ben and Jerry's ice cream flavor. His real name is Hugh Romney. Now, the ingredients, in case you're wondering, I can't believe I have to tell anybody what's in Wavy Gravy ice cream because we should all just know this. It's caramel, cashews, Brazil nuts, chocolate, and almonds. If you have a nut allergy, I suggest you stay away from that one, but if you don't, it is absolutely scrumptious because duh, Ben and Jerry's. But 88 for Wavy Gravy today. I love that.
So in addition to Ben and Jerry's, we have an old hippie to thank for delicious. Wow, man, far out.
Right? Well, essentially, that's what Ben and Jerry are, too. I mean, they were old hippies as well who started an ice cream brand because when you're an old hippie, you got to find something to do in life, right? Not all of us can be Frank Zappa spitting out kids named Dweezil and Moon Unit. So there you go. If you are celebrating a birthday or an anniversary today, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a wonderful day. And remember, if you do want to add somebody to this list, it's easy. All you have to do is text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 3-5-5-99-70. Coming up, a quick look at your forecast. It's going to be beautiful today. Lots of sun, 72. Chance of rain tomorrow. Sean Cable's going to tell you more in just a moment. We're also going to have a look at ABC and local news next here on Max FM.
Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you.
Seasons Counseling. Therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling. Let us help you reach new heights.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Big Deals! 1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it! You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those